Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Okay, my loves. I'm super excited about today's episode because we are talking about the ick. The most vile experience that all of us have had when we're like into someone, we think it might be going somewhere, and then suddenly the ick appears and the only thing we can do is like run a million miles in and never ever ever hear from that person again for fear of vomiting in their face. I have a very intimate relationship with the ick. I think my first experience of the ick was when I was very young, but the one that was like the most visceral was I had this experience where I met a guy on a flight back to London from Cape Town. And I was like 16 at the time, and I was flying back on my own, having spent a few weeks there with my family, because I've been going to Cape Town with my family for a long time before my most recent stint there. And it was the most perfect meet cute. Like, we were on the day flight. He was sitting across the aisle from me. We started talking. He'd like go to the galley and get me a cranberry juice. It was like the sweetest thing ever. And for my 16-year-old self, I was like, this is the best thing ever. Like, I had never had a boyfriend. I was like, this is finally going to happen. This is my person. It's all amazing. Like, he's this South African guy. Like, he was on his gap year, so he was 2 years older than me. I was like, this is an absolute win. And we got back to London. I went off to see some friends. I think I was going away with some friends at the time. And probably like a month later, we decided to meet up. And we met in London. And I can't really remember where we went, but we must have just been like wandering around doing tourist stuff for him. Because the visceral memory of this date was us in Trafalgar Square at one of those like crazy busy crossings. And we were kind of walking across the street together, and which is a completely normal thing for a guy to do, before I say it, he like placed his right hand on the small of my back as we were crossing the street. I got absolute repulsion ick. I was like, this is so disgusting. Like, like, why would he do that? That's gross. I can't believe he did this. I think I like probably went quiet for the rest of the day, and then I'm pretty sure I ghosted him. And I told myself that that was a normal thing to do. I was like, I got the ick. Like, it was gross. He was boring. Like, he like was so keen. It was so like intense. Like, why would he do that? Ugh. Like, move on. Didn't ever speak to him again or hear from him again after I ghosted him, obviously. And this continued to happen quite a few times in my life. Like, I kind of remember a few different relationships outside of my like primarily unavailable people that I would date. The few like good guys that popped up into my life, I would get the ick every single time. And at times I was like, why do I do this? Like, what is wrong with me? I think I told myself that I was like picky, or that they were boring, or that like somehow they weren't good enough for me, or they were like, they weren't cool enough. I can't even remember, but like, I would just basically totally trick myself into believing that it was all about them not being in some way aligned with me. And we're done more. Now, the ick is talked about so often as like a response that our body is protecting us from something that's bad for us, which I think is why it makes it so confusing. Because I genuinely believe that I was like, if my body is responding in this way to this person, it must mean that they're bad for me. Like, if I'm getting like full repulsion, especially with the whole thing of like, listen to your body always knows. I was like, well, I've got repulsion, so therefore this person can't be good for me. Like, I'm listening to my body. It's a no-go situation. But let's throw into the mix here. Why did I not get the ick with men who were really unavailable, not responding to my messages, not treating me particularly well, not interested. Like, why did I only get the ick with guys that were actually interested in me and kind to me? You know? Ask yourself that question. Like, this doesn't make entire amounts of sense to be having this response. And last year I did a year-long, very deep trauma-informed coaching training all about sex, love, and relationships. And my primary desire to do that program was obviously to support others, because I think so many of us have these types of problems, but it was also to look at my own shit. Because in truth, the ick is a nervous system response. It's not always our body saying this person isn't good for us. It's quite often our body saying this is not familiar to me and it feels unsafe. But that doesn't mean that the situation is unsafe. It means it's unfamiliar. And I want to share a little bit about when I first met Thomas, and actually, and honestly, like, God, this pattern, it went on for a while. But when I first met Thomas, I had never met anyone who was like so kind to me, so available, so wonderful. And for probably like maybe like 2 months, there was none of the ick situation. It was all fine. And then suddenly the ick came down like 16 million tons of bricks. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. Like maybe he's too boring, maybe he's too nerdy, maybe he's too this, maybe he's too that, like maybe it's not going to work because he's South African, like maybe, like my mind created all of these reasons why it wasn't going to work and why in fact we should break up. But luckily, because by the time I met Thomas I was like very interested in the work that I now do, I was like, maybe there's something deeper going on here. So I spent a lot of time over the last 2.5 years looking at this, because I had spent so long thinking and attaching to the idea that I was anxiously attached. Like I had anxious attachment stuff. I'd always get stressed about the blue ticks and no replies and all that stuff. Little did I know that with a man that was available and loving and committed to me, I actually was deeply avoidant. So what would happen when I'd go and speak to my therapists, coaches, various people that I worked with over that period of time, was I'd be experiencing this sense of like, oh, like I just need him to go away, or like maybe we should break up or whatever. And they'd invite me into my body, which is very similar to the work that I do. And I'd go into my body and I'd be like, oh, I just like want to push him away and I want to be on my own and maybe I just need to be single and I don't feel free and I'm trapped and blah, blah, blah. And as we go deeper and deeper and deeper underneath the layers of ick, what I found was a terrified little girl that was so afraid that he was going to leave. And oh my God, my heart, like it honestly, like... I can feel so much tension in my heart as I even talk about it now. But underneath the ick was this little girl that was like, I don't want to be left. Like, I really am afraid that he's going to leave. So what happens when we have a little girl that's terrified that someone's going to leave? We either get really, really anxious and we cling to them like glue, or we create a little protector inside of us, and that protector shows up and goes, you're better off on your own. Let's just like leave anyone before they can leave us, aka the ick. Now, why did this not show up for me with all the unavailable dudes that I used to hang out with? The truth is, they never triggered the little girl in the same way, because my heart was never open. There was no sense of like real security or stability with them, which meant I would get stuck in the spirals of anxiety for sure. I'd be like, oh my God, they can't leave. But the deeper layer of actually being seen and the vulnerability of being seen in relationship and committed to, that was never touched. Which was why it was so confusing to me when I started dating Thomas, because I was like, why is this happening? But I think it's so important to look at. And I wish I wish I had known this stuff earlier, because it would have saved both my heart and the hearts of a lot of other people in my life, both platonic friends, to be honest, where I also used to get semi versions of the ick when female friends wanted to hang out with me too much. I'm like, oh my God, leave me alone. They're like trapping me. And also with men that I was in relationship with. So if you are someone who keeps getting the ick with guys that, like, maybe you're not 100% sure that they're your person, but there is an emotional availability to them, this is for you. The truth is, it is so easy for us to confuse calm with boring. Like, our blueprints for what love feels like is imprinted into us from so young that if love felt in some ways unstable or a little bit chaotic or like a bit push and pull, and this can come from so many things, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that you've had like significant troubles with your parents. It can come from birth trauma, it can come from like very early relational stuff with if you had boyfriends when you're in your teens. Like, there are so many different things that this comes from, but we can very quickly start to confuse calm with boring. So when we start to feel safe with someone, all of our red flags go off and we start pushing them away. And it's so funny. This was so confronting for me. One thing that I realized was I used to think that I couldn't sleep in a bed next to a guy. I was like, I just sleep badly. Like, whenever I'm dating someone and we're sleeping in a bed together, I just sleep so badly. Like, I don't know how I'm ever going to be in a long-term relationship because I just sleep terribly. The first night that I slept in a bed with Thomas, I slept like a baby. I was like, wait a second. It's not that I can't sleep in a bed with a man, it's that I can't sleep in a bed with a man when I don't feel safe. Mind blown. So yeah, if you're in that spiral of getting the ick a lot, I just want you to start to notice that if it's happening all the time with emotionally available men, the chances are there's a part of you that is chasing butterflies and chaos as a survival mechanism. And that can be really brutal to hear because we've also been so deeply conditioned by the film industry, by like everything we've ever read about like what love feels like, and this like deep experience of like, oh my God, like obsession and the anxiety and the butterflies and all the stuff. And it's like, no. Like, of course, there is a period at the beginning of a relationship where there are like extreme levels of hormones in the body that make you actually feel like you're on drugs and your body actually is having the genuine impact of being on drugs. But the like fear that we say is butterflies and like, ooh, excitement. No, that's fear. That's fear. The other piece that I want to say is that if you're feeling the ick a lot and people are saying to you, maybe you're too picky. You're not too picky, you're scared. You're terrified, and that's okay. Like, I was so terrified and I had no idea I was terrified. I was this hyper independent girl that could do everything on her own and flew around the world on her own and did everything on her own. I was terrified. This little girl inside of me was so afraid of what it would actually mean if I let myself rely on someone else and what it would mean if I opened my heart up to potentially be broken. So I want to take a little bit of time briefly to just talk about the difference between the ick being something real versus the ick being the stuff I talked about previously of like this fear response. And so often in my own journey with this, there's been this thing of like, but what happens if like it's my intuition and it's actually not this fear? Like, everyone keeps telling me that the ick is this fear, but like, what happens if it's actually my intuition? And in all honesty, in my own experience, it's very difficult to get to the root of whether something is fear or intuition without having space held for you. And what I mean by that is that like without being in a space with a trained professional that can help you to like unpick what's going on. But that, what I do think is helpful is to ask yourself, is this person kind? Are our values aligned? Do they respond in a compassionate and kind way to feedback? Am I able to talk to them? And if the answer is yes to those questions, then your reaction is disproportionate to the stimulus. Like, if the fundamentals of the relationship that you're in or the early stage relationship seem healthy, your reaction is out of proportion. And if it's out of proportion, there's often something deeper going on. Like, if there aren't huge red flags of like people disappearing and like semi-ghosting and then coming back and like all of that stuff, if it feels like, if you look back in your relational history, like this experience of the ick comes in a way that's like generally with good guys, the likelihood is you're dealing with fear rather than intuition. And I know that that can be brutal to hear, because I mean, I look back and there were so many guys that I was not particularly kind to. And if I look at the guys that were genuine red flags, there was a very different response in my body. It wasn't a response to the ick, it was a response of like, not good for me situation, or let me get closer. Like, this is a red flag and I would actually like to get much closer to this red flag, please, which was the other thing that used to happen to me. So yeah, I mean, the purpose of this conversation really was to open up your mind a little bit about the ick and what it actually is. And to kind of summarize, I guess the key pieces are like, the ick is there, it's protecting your heart. It's protecting you from opening your heart. It's like, let me leave this person before they leave me. Let me disappear before I could potentially be hurt. And it keeps you from having to sit with the fear of being truly seen. And for so many of us, it's absolutely terrifying to be in the experience of being truly seen. I remember when I was doing some shadow work exploration. So the shadow is the part of us that we like push down deep, deep, deep into the subconscious so that we're completely unaware of it. And I had this idea that I was like, maybe the reason that I don't have a relationship is because there's some part of my shadow that doesn't want it. And there's this idea that like having is evidence of wanting. So if there's a situation in our life that keeps repeating itself, I'm like, why do I have this? It's like, because part of us wants it. So I did this exercise. It was like, okay, if that is true, I wrote this line that was like, I'm absolutely terrified of having a relationship because. And the first thing that my subconscious sat out was like, I'll be controlled. I'll be trapped. Like, I'll lose myself. I'll never be able to travel. Like, all of this crazy stuff. One of them was like, I'll die. It was like really intense stuff that was coming out. So we can often hold these like really, really deep fears inside of us of what it would actually truly mean to be in relationship and to be loved. And that's so natural. And there's nothing wrong with you. So I just want you to know, if you've listened to this and you're like, oh my God, this is me, I just want you to know that there is nothing wrong with you. Like, this is so common. It's not talked about. There isn't enough depth given to it. I just want you to be really gentle with yourself here and be like, okay, there might be something deeper going on. If I'm experiencing the ick regularly, like, what is actually happening for me? What happens if the ick isn't just like the story of this guy is like a bad egg, or like he's not cool enough for me, or he's not whatever enough for me? Just starting to get curious of what's actually happening instead of defaulting to a no. And that has really been my journey for the last few years, and it's such a powerful journey to go on, and such a healing journey to go on. So really give yourself the opportunity to know yourself in a deeper way and to see whether there's something else that's going on, because I'm pretty sure I would have ended up imploding every single relationship I was ever going to enter into before I did this work. So it's important, and it's meaningful, and there may well be a little girl inside of you that's really afraid and wants some love. So go and love her. So that is it for today, my loves. If this landed for you, come message me, come say hi, share the episode with someone that you think would resonate with it. Or you can check out the show notes for ways to go deeper with me. But I promise you don't have to figure this out alone. I have been supported by so many people in my own journey through this. I know it is very, very deep work, and can be confronting at times, but there is freedom on the other side. The ick doesn't have to be a lifetime. What's it called? A life sentence. Yeah, you're just being nudged towards deeper relationship with yourself and deeper love of that little girl inside of you, so that you can open to really true and meaningful love, both for yourself and others. So I'm sending you so much love. Have a beautiful day, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you here again soon.